This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 8, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, in Salem, they are off. Candidates for office have until Tuesday, July 25, to return nomination papers for this fall's biannual municipal elections. But with two major candidates in the mayor's race already launching campaigns, many feel the season is underway. So far, Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll faces three challengers in her effort to land a fourth term as the city's chief executive, former city councilor Paul Prevey and Salem residents Joseph O'Neill and Carson Biot. Prevey kicks off his campaign in early May at the Loyal Order of the Moose on Grove Street, surrounded by dozens of supporters, including State Senator Joan Lovely, Ward 3 City Councilor Steve Lovely, Councilor-at-Large Arthur Sargent, and several residents frequently seen at odds with Driscoll. The mayor launched hers this week at Old Town Hall, surrounded by well beyond 100 supporters, including department heads, several city councilors typically in alignment with Driscoll's proposals, and a swath of others looking to earn a seat on the city council this fall. More in a story written by Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Peabody residents may soon be seeing an increase in certain fees and tax rates. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt wants to hike water and sewer rates, saying the revenue will help close a funding gap that has been exacerbated by the closure of the water treatment plant in South Peabody. John Castelluccio writes on the front page of today's Salem News, the proposed 10% rate increase, which has been submitted to the City Council for approval, comes on the heels of a 5% increase just last year. On average, homeowners would see about a $75 increase annually in their water and sewer bills under the new rates. When the council approved rate hikes last year, the first time since 2007, they also included a provision to review the rates each June. Betancourt said Wednesday that he had planned to seek a 2-3% rate increase to pay for some water infrastructure upgrades, but circumstances changed when a fire in March severely damaged the Coolidge Avenue treatment plant, forcing the city to take it offline. Since then, the city had to rely on water from the Massachusetts Water Resource Authority. Quote, I think everyone knows this has really thrown the city for a loop, said Betancourt. City officials say they hope to get the plant back online by early October. In the meantime, it's costing $250,000 per month on average, over and above what the city typically draws from the MWRA. That's a $2 million bill that the city will have to pay, Betancourt said. The insurance claim from the fire includes up to $1 million the city can use to offset that amount, he said, but that still leaves another $1 million. In other Peabody water-related news, thanks to the inundation of rain for the past 3 months, any forthcoming ban on water usage over the summer should be only voluntary, said the mayor. Initially, he was looking at a mandatory ban in the aftermath of the fire. No final decision has been reached, he said. More on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, House Speaker Robert DeLeo signaled his support for the millionaire's tax and perhaps one on short-term rental housing, but would not commit to raising the minimum wage to $15. In a question-and-answer session from reporters following his speech to the North Shore Chamber of Commerce on Wednesday, the Winthrop Democrat said while he is opposed to any broad-based tax hikes, a tax on millionaires and Airbub are fair game. He is quoted as saying at the Tedesco Country Club breakfast, I will vote for the millionaire's tax. Under the proposal that is expected to be on the ballot next year, the tax rate will rise by 4% on incomes of $1 million or above. It has been endorsed by Senate President Stan Rosenberg, a Democrat from Amherst. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Thomas Grillo. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, officials with the Cape Ann Transportation Authority are working on plans to provide alternative shuttle buses for riders between the West Gloucester Commuter Rail Station and the main Gloucester Station on Railroad Avenue once a series of MBTA service shutdowns takes hold next month. The CATA response comes after representatives from the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, including Chief Operating Officer Jeffrey Gonneville, outlined plans Monday for the MBTA closures. The MBTA will provide bus service for riders to work around a full commuter rail weekend shutdown beginning July 8 and a weekly rail shutdown north of Salem from July 13 through August 13, but the buses to be provided by the MBTA will not hit all of the regular rail stops, leaving Rockport line riders unable to get any service to five stations, including West Gloucester. Much more in the story written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. High school baseball tournament action from last night. It was Gloucester over Marblehead 5-1. The postseason run continues for the Fishermen. Mark Finney got the complete game win on the mound. His coach, Brian Lafata, on last night's game.
Mark, obviously, on the mound did his job. You got to go out and compete. It also helps when you get those runs early. To any pitcher, even a great pitcher like Mark, it gives him more confidence and he can attack hitters more. So, I was very, very happy for Mark and his effort and to get a complete game effort again. That's huge.
For Marblehead baseball coach Mike Giardi, their season comes to an end.
You know, when you looked at it at the beginning of the year, you look at our pitching staff right now. You know, we had Bo Dana that was hurt. Thomas was coming off an injury from last year. He didn't have any varsity innings, really. Drew Galley, when you looked at it, we had, you know, if you go a 20-game season, 7 innings, 140 innings, we had 2 returning innings. So 138 innings we needed to find. And we did it. We were able to get ourselves 11 wins in the regular season. And, to get a win against Bo Latin, not giving up in that game, and then coming back, you know, and playing a couple days later against Classical and swinging the bats exceptionally well, you can't be more proud of our effort. And I think our younger guys see what it takes now to be competitive at the next level, and hopefully they take that because our seniors did an unbelievable job this year of being leaders.
In other action from yesterday, Manchester Essex beat Rockford 6-3 to continue to advance in the tournament to the Division IV North Championship game. Hornets head coach B.J. Weed.
These guys just a bunch of go winners. They just didn't give up. They don't let things affect them. You know, obviously, we struggled in the beginning. They didn't let it affect them. And how resilient they are is unbelievable, especially being for a bunch of juniors and sophomores. They just have 2 seniors. It's unbelievable. We're not done yet until we know that. This is a statement game for us. We're just going to keep going.
For Rockport coach John Parisi, his team had a very good season.
Yeah, like I said, these guys bought into everything that we did. We asked them to do and get ready for the season. And 13 wins is impressive. It's impressive, especially after the 2-16 finish last year. 13 is the most wins we've had in the program, basically, since I think it was 2002. We had 13 wins. And this team's very comparative to that one. You know, very athletic, you know, good pitching. But these guys gave me everything they had, and they're all program kids, so I've had them since 8th grade, so it's been a great experience just working with these guys.
Other scores from yesterday, Burlington 6, Masconomic 5, it was Austin Prep over Swampscott 6-3, Linfield rolled on, beating Boston Latin Academy 7-3, Winthrop 6, O'Brien nothing. Softball, Swampscott shut out Wilmington 1-0 to advance, and Burlington eliminated Gloucester 8-3. Gloucester softball coach John DeCastro.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, there's nothing to be down about. You played a really tough Burlington team with a really good pitcher and catcher, and our team's young, and so there's really nothing to be down about. There's nothing negative. We played a good team today that made great plays and they made great hits.
There is more on these games and other games at msonewsports.com. Plus post-game videos from yesterday's action. This is your spot to follow North Shore news and sports with exclusive videos and audio. MSONewsports.com.